on KGNU, where we feature the best of our musical talent along the Front Range live, right here in the Cabaret Studio here at 4700 Walnut Street in Boulder, Colorado. At this time, I would like to encourage you to go open your doors and windows, because this is going to be a very hot, hot, hot show featuring Adam Lopez and his Rhythm Review.
4151 KF, Lonesome Road Boys. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Some tears I cried for you. I miss your sweet loving touch, and I know that you do too. I wish I could turn this rig around, baby, full throttle till I get to you. Doors point to a honky tonk down south. Well, farewell to you, baby. Maybe someday we can meet again. This honky tonk music keep calling my name. Got to go. Oh, girl, I got to go. I gotta go on down there. Oh, Lonesome Road. Yeah. And I hate to have to cover my tattoos. But farewell to you, baby. Maybe someday we can meet again. But this honky-tonk music is a call to my name. And me and Lonesome have become good friends. I got to go. Oh, girl, I got to go. I gotta go on down there. Oh, Lonesome Road. I got to go. Oh, baby, I got to go.
Heartaches, time takes. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Heartaches, time takes. And now you can't go back and you can't go home. Heartaches, time breaks. On board. I know it can be a hard, hard road. I know because I've often walked it alone. But since you made it clear, through thick and thin, you'd always be here. I'm clearing a space for you by my own. It's heartaches. time takes. And now you can't go back and you can't go home. Heartaches, time breaks. You will, but you still march on forward. Much, but I got the world if I got you, baby. Your heart is gold and your love is my truth. But since you made it clear through thick and thin you'd always be here, I'm saving a space for you by my own. 'Cause heartache, time takes. And now you can't go back and you can't go home. Heartaches, time breaks. You will, but you still march on forward. You can't go back and you can't go home. Heartaches, time breaks. You will, but you still march on forward. You still got your will and you march on forward. You still got your will and you march on forward.
Let's do Peace of Mind, boys. One, a two, a one, two.
Well, I've headed up to here. My mind is going south. This highway of life has got me turned around. Well, I'm stuck bumper to bumper. I can't find my way out. So let the windows down, turn the music up and sing it out loud. Well, I've gone a little crazy running down that road. Most times it never fazed me, but now I'm losing control. A million miles away from here, my heart is broken wide. Soul is scarred and brain is torn and I can't understand why. Well, I've gone a little crazy running down that road. Most times it never fazed me, but now I'm losing control of my heart, of my mind. With every mile I lose a little more time, but I won't quit searching for peace of mind. But now I'm losing control of my heart, of my mind. With every mile I lose a little more time, but I won't quit searching for peace of mind. Of my heart, of my mind. With every mile I lose a little more time, and I won't quit searching for peace of mind. Yes, I won't quit searching for peace of mind.
All right. but an old Farron Young song. A one, a two, a one, two. Fate has planned a place for girls like you who torture guys like me. And the time for all bad things to end will surely come, you'll see. The world will turn its back on those who never can be true. And you'll find out that fate has planned a place for girls like you. Well, I tried so hard to be the way you wanted me to be, to give you things you wanted most, but still we disagree. Each time I try to change my life to fit the way you live, I find that you just made new plans for more than I can give. Like me, and the time for all bad things to end will surely come, you'll see. The world will turn its back on those who never can be true, and you'll find out that fate has planned a place for girls like you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hope you like that twang thing. It's awesome. This is Adam Lopez and the Rhythm Review. Hey, Adam.
How's it going?
All right, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you.
Man, that guitar sound is killer. How do you do that?
Oh, just live it. I got to live it.
You got to live it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like I'm seeing like images of Buck Owens, like you're a buckaroo, like for 40, 50 years ago.
Yeah, that would be nice, I think.
Yeah. So you just put out this LP and digital release, Adam Lopez and the San Joaquin Valley Boys, the Cinderella Sessions, and you recorded it last summer at a very famous studio in Nashville. Can you say a few words about that?
Yeah, we recorded it at Cinderella Studios, which is... the longest continually operating studio in Nashville, which is, it's actually in Madison, which is basically part of Nashville. The guy that owns it, his name is Wayne Moss, who's a famous Nashville session guitar player and bass player. He's one of the guitarists that you hear on Oh Pretty Woman.
Yep.
By Roy Orbison. For, you know, country guitar nerds, he's the guy that played the solo on Only Daddy That'll Walk the Line.
Yep.
And he was in a bunch of other hits, a lot of my favorite stuff, which is the Del Reeves stuff. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
The Billboard and...
Yeah, like all that twangy stuff that we like to do. It just so happens that I got a chance to do a session at his studio a couple years ago. And then we became buddies over some Mexican food. And then last time we were touring through town with my guys, he invited us to come over and... record a project, and I knew immediately as soon as we got the invite that I had the songs that we needed to record and we needed to do them there. So
wow.
Yeah, so we went and did it.
Wow. And you had Mark, who's playing bass with you tonight. He was there.
Yep, he's, I call him my left-hand man. You can tell why, but Mark is pretty much anywhere I go, Mark is usually with me, which I'm super grateful for.
And that's high praise because Mark plays with a lot of bands. He's still with Coop and the Chicken Pluggers and Rodney James. And so that's high praise for him to be with anybody. And then you had Lloyd Green play on it. All tracks.
Yeah,
all
we, four tracks. We cut in the room live like this as a band, and we cut four tracks in about an hour and 20 minutes. And that was it. We were done.
Wow.
And and Lloyd was a big part of that. He was the glue.
Really?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of experience and time there. So I think it was much easier for us to relax once we got in there and tuned up and played, you know, a couple of practice tunes. We knew we were in good hands. So
wow,
it was much easier to concentrate just on the music.
Is he a pretty relaxed kind of guy?
Yeah, extremely kind and soft-spoken and very, very intelligent. And so, yeah, it really made our job a lot easier having him there. You might think it'd be the opposite as far as being nervous or whatever, but luckily I'd worked with Lloyd in the past as a session player too. So that part was, I was over that part. And once we got to work, everybody just was professional and got to work. And yeah, I think having Lloyd there definitely helped.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, is the studio still the same studio then? It's like in sort of a garage, or did he move it?
Yeah, it's...
Wayne Moss, I mean.
Yeah, it started out in the same garage. I guess at one point, Kiss came to town back in maybe the late 70s to do a session. And so they extended it to the neighbor's garage because they needed room for the drum set. That's how big it was.
He used a neighbor's garage,
I think he just...
That was like a big drum booth or something, right?
It's the whole garage is now a drum and I think string room. Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, if your neighbors are, you know,
kind of cool.
Yeah, you know, I guess if you need more space, you just buy the neighbors out. That's really how it works.
And if they're not music lovers, then they might want to get away.
Yeah.
They're music lovers. They might want to be part of it. So that's awesome. So this is really cool. And this painting was done of the cover art, which is like these green hills and there's a little cabin and sort of like these farm implements and these wells and rolling green hills. This was done by a friend of yours.
Yeah, that's an interpretation of the San Joaquin Valley, which is out there near Bakersfield. Yeah, so that was our take on that. You know, I grew up just south of there, and I've spent a lot of time in Bakersfield, and I had my buddy Chris Erickson here in Denver. He's a tattoo artist, and I had him come up with something that we could use, and he knew exactly what we needed.
Did he do these tattoos that you're wearing today on your arms?
No, not these.
They've been there a long time,
yeah,
huh?
I've had these ones quite a while.
Because that looks like Ray Charles there on your hand.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's awesome.
Ray Charles and Waylon Jennings.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah. The bookends.
Bookends, yeah, of your music.
American music, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. We're here with Adam Lopez and his Wither Review. So you did play one song already, if I am not mistaken, Peace of Mind.
Yeah, and we put that in the set, obviously, because it's on the record, but we followed it up with, or preceded it with, no, I'm sorry, we followed it up, I don't know what I'm talking about, with a Farron Young song. And as you might know, Lloyd Green toured with Farron for a couple of years, and when we were in the studio, I said, "Hey Lloyd, you remember how those Farron Young licks go? This would be the song, if you don't mind."
Mm-hmm.
And his face lit up, and he went from, you know, 80 years old or whatever he is to 15, and he just had the biggest grin, and he said, "Really, really, fellas, can I play this like a Farron Young song?
Dang.
Would that be okay with you?"
Oh.
And I said, "Please." And that's where it ended up. So
that's amazing. I mean, to think that a guy can remember what he did like 50 some years ago.
Yeah,
that's amazing. I guess maybe he's heard the records a lot, so it's ingrained in his mind. But that's still a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, Lloyd takes good care of himself. He's a sharp individual, man.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, Adam, like this truck here. Where do you want to go next?
Oh, I'd like to do a song that is on that record that I wrote for my lovely wife.
Ah.
Or at least she inspired it. I don't really set out to write songs. They just kind of come to me. But
Adam Lopez and his Rhythm Review, everybody.
It's called Coffee Every Morning.
Coffee Every Morning.
Y'all ready? One, two, one.
I get lost often, trying to find my way, but I've got you, darling, to keep me from going insane.
I'm not everyone's season, but you are brave. There's a mental storm a brewing, and the forecast always seems to change. So let's have coffee every morning and say I love you every night. And never go to sleep angry, 'cause we'll always make up when we fight. And every time I get lost, you'll be my guiding light. And as long as I have your love, I know everything gonna be alright. I'm good at getting lost. You're better at giving light. And without your love, I'd struggle on through this life. So we'll have coffee every morning and say I love you every night. And never go to sleep angry, 'cause we'll always make up when we fight. And every time I get lost, you'll be my guiding light. As long as I have your love, I know everything gonna be alright. As long as I have your love, I know everything gonna be all right.
All righty, this is another one from my lovely wife, as long as we're at it. It's on an old record we did called Heartaches, Time Takes. It's called Eileen.
To say, baby, I've walked a million miles and now my feet are starting to howl. Baby, I'm home here with you to stay. So I lean into you to stay, and I lean on you to be a man. I lean when my heart is sad. You give me loving like I never had. Catch my breath. Girl, I ain't through yet. I lean on you for air, and you give me loving like I never had. So I lean into you to stay, and I lean on you to be a man. I lean when
and my heart is sad. You give me loving like I never had. You give me loving like I never had. You give good loving like I never had.
Oh, man. Here's one for the princess. This is called Daddy's Little Girl. Yeah, this is also off Heartaches Time Takes, which is the last full-length CD that we did here.
That's a nice one too.
All right, boys, three count. One, two, three.
Your first heartbreak may be the worst. This pain is real, girl, I know that it hurts. Your heart is precious, a wonder of my world. I protect it with my life, cause you're daddy's little girl. May I never let you down when it matters most. May you always feel secure in the distant home. When you rest your head at night, know the dreams come true. I hope you believe. Cause I believe in you. The truth of this world, girl, is pain is real. No one escapes it, but love can heal. Spirit is priceless, a gem of my world. Inspiring to me, you're still daddy's little girl. May I never let you down when it matters most. May you always feel secure in that this is home. When you rest your head at night, know that dreams come true. I hope you believe. I hope. I believe in you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Adam Lopez and his Rhythm Review. And this is especially a treat for me because I'm one of the hosts on Honky Tonk Heroes, and I love this kind of music. And it's so much fun to play it, and we get great response from our listeners. So I hope some of them are listening tonight. And Michael C., if you're out there listening, Adam has given us a copy of his LP record to play on the show, and I know you're going to love it. And Greg Schultz is going to be on the show this Saturday, and I talked to him, and he's going to be playing on the show as well. So nice. I don't know if you get up at 6 a.m., but some people do. But some people wait till the show comes on, and they go to bed afterwards. But.
Yeah, I'd still be up at 6 a.m., I think.
So you got a couple of shows this week. You have the Owl Saloon on Thursday night.
Yeah, I do the Honky Tonk Happy Hour thing, which is like a solo, sometimes a duo thing with Mark. Thursday, it'll be a solo gig.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that is at the Owl Saloon at 5026 East Colfax.
Correct. 5 o'clock.
So that's past, that's east of Colorado Boulevard?
Yeah, just past Colorado before Glencoe.
Glencoe, okay.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday night, Cinco de Mayo, you'll be at the Chicken Coop.
Correct.
In 11627 Black Forest Drive in Colorado Springs.
Yep.
So will you have the full band there, or is that a solo gig?
No, it's a full band gig. Weekends are always, pretty much always full band. And then we're also in town on Friday, correct? Yeah, Rockabilly's in Arvada.
Oh, okay.
Friday night.
Friday night, okay.
Yeah.
Showtime, 8 p.m.?
7:30, I think.
7:30,
maybe
something
8,
like that.
Something
yeah,
like that.
That's a cool place.
We'll tell them 7:30, and we'll probably get there about time to play at 8.
That's how it works. Yeah. That's how you roll. So I first became aware of you as a musician when I saw you play with Casey James Presswood.
Yeah.
And you'd only been in town for a short time at that point, or?
Yeah, I did a short stint here back in like, I spent like 2012 in Colorado. And then I left, and then I came back, I think, in 2014 at the start of the year to play with Casey.
Oh.
And to be with the woman that's my wife.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, it's timing-wise, that all came together at the same time. And then It was a good run. We had a couple of years together, and they're all still really good friends. They're brothers for sure. I still
nice.
I wear the tattoo proudly. I got one.
Oh, you got a Burning Angels tattoo.
Yeah, I think that was actually my idea.
Oh, that is a good-looking tattoo. Yeah, folks, yeah. I know you can't see it because this is called radio, but there's a heart with wings on both sides of it.
Yeah.
Or that's a flame with both wings on the other side.
Yeah, yeah, it's a flame.
Well, hope Casey's not listening.
But, yeah, I think I was the one that finally talked them all into doing it while we were in Texas in Austin.
Wow.
But, yeah, I love those guys. They're the best.
Nice. Yeah, you replaced Jamie Davis, I believe.
I think so, yeah.
And he's playing with Margo Price.
Yep.
At least, yeah, in Nashville. So.
Yep.
Anyway, and then can we talk about how you go to Texas like once a month and you seem to be getting a name down there in Austin?
Well, yeah, all this comes from a couple of things. I spent like a decade in Tulsa, Oklahoma, so Texas was always part of my routine.
Oh.
My family also comes from San Antonio, so growing up in a musical family that had roots in Texas, it all traces back basically to there for me. So, the folks around Austin and, you know, as far up as Fort Worth and as far south as San Antonio have been supporting me for over a decade now. So
cool.
I've got strong ties there. I consider it part-time home.
Great.
Yeah.
You'd mentioned to me that you had played in a family band. So where was that at? Was that in California?
Yeah, my grandfather came from San Antonio and then raised everybody in Southern California. So I was, when people try to understand what it is we do, in Texas, all this music is one thing. It's not a bunch of different genres. This is, essentially Texas music. But our presentation has a lot to do with Bakersfield. Stripped down, more guitar, three or sometimes four piece instead of a big six or eight piece Texas band.
Okay.
My first toy was a guitar, and then
really?
I was probably taking lessons when I was like seven or so, but all through that period, my uncles, my great grandfather, they were all musicians,
Great grandfather too.
Yeah, yeah, and even further back, I've got like great aunts and things that played back in the days when you played on radio.
Wow. To get a gig.
Well, I mean, the live radio gig was the gig. Stuff like that.
Nice.
So I would I would tag along. I'd always sit in on rehearsals and try to figure out what they were doing in the corner while they were playing. And I remember playing backyard or house parties when I was probably 8 or 9, sitting in with the band and stuff like that.
Wow.
So.
But now, were they rock and rollers or country people too, or were they playing?
It's, to be quite honest, a lot of the stuff we play now, which is rockabilly, old school country, rhythm and blues, Texas soul music. A lot of the songs that are in our set were in the set then for them,
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, we're pretty broad for, especially for a trio, I think. I mean, we'll put in a Hank Williams and a Sam Cooke song in the same set, stuff like that. So yeah, a lot of our set came from that.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You're just sort of carrying it on.
Yeah.
What your family did. That's nice. That's beautiful.
And kind of unconsciously, it just kind of worked out that way, but.
That's what you like.
Yeah. It's what I love.
Yeah. You know? Sure.
I can still listen to Buddy Holly records all day and not get bored.
Yeah.
Or I can listen to Ray Price records all day and not get bored. So.
Yeah. And when there's somebody like that great, there's always another thing that you can find that you haven't heard before.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
I find that. Oh, I didn't notice that before. Yeah. Yeah.
And right. It never gets old, and there's always more to learn.
Okay, yeah. That's great. We're with Adam Lopez and his Rhythm Review, and we're going to continue down the road.
All right.
And we even do tuning on this show.
Yeah.
I like that part.
This is another song off the previous full length that we did called Heartaches, Time Takes, but the song is called My First Last Beer.
Yeah, I love this song.
Here we go, boys.
I woke up this morning to crack a noon. The bottle was a calling, it couldn't couldn't make me true. But then you found your way into my broken heart. So I cracked my first last beer and now I'm ready to stop. When I rode in a little late, I found I had no job. You're wasting away, said my next last boss. But now I gotta cure my pain and chase away the fear. One more time, honey, for my first last beer. My first last beer that met a broken heart. That's how I got here, if I admit it or not. One more dear, I promise to leave it here.
Right after this, baby, I promise to start on my first last beer. Song off that their new record. Going right along with our theme.
Work out. One, two, a one, two, three, four.
Get the truck off my lawn. Not welcome here anymore. Yeah, I broke it off with you, but you refused to let it go. You packed your things and left, said you were leaving me for good, and I said good. Here it's 3 a.m. and you're at my door, but I can't stand to see you anymore. So get the truck off my lawn. Turn around, hammer down, and be gone. Yeah, the neighbors are starting to talk, but I can't blame them anymore. You like to get drunk late at night and start beating down the wrong door.
truck off my lawn. Turn around, hammer down, and be gone. Lawn. Turn around, hammer down, and be gone. Yeah, the neighbors are starting to gawk, but I can't blame them anymore. You like to get drunk late at night and start beating down the wrong door. Off my lawn, turn around, hammer down, and be gone. Turn around, hammer down, and be gone.
All right, here's an old Del Reeve song we'd like to pay tribute to our buddy Wayne Moss. Thank him so much for that opportunity to make our own record in his studio with his blessing. It's an old Del Reeve song that Wayne played guitar on. This also goes out to our buddy Wink Burcham over in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who recorded the song on one of his last records. It's called Women Do Funny Things to Me.
They do.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
On a bareback camel, I rode across Egypt without water in the blistering sun. And in Spain, I stood calmly without even a cape and fought a bull till he was too tired to run. Bound tight and gagged and nailed in a barrel, I went over Niagara, oh yeah. But baby, last night when you said you loved me, I turned into a quivering mess. Cause women do funny things to me. Women do funny things to me. I'm a usually perfectly calm and collected, fearless as I can be. Ruby lips, swinging hips, bedroom eyes, tender size, pretty curls and flirty girls. I sleep, do funny things to me. Without a guide or a gun, I went a hunt and killed a tiger with my own bare hand. Without a rope, barefooted, I climbed Mount Everest, didn't get a blister on my hand. Pinocchio, I waded past the gators and the snakes and the skeeters and the fly. But baby, last night when we started kissing, said, Lord, I can't stand, I'm gonna die. Cause women do funny things to me. Women do funny things to me. I'm a usually perfectly calm and collected, fearless as I can be. Ruby lips, swinging hips, bedroom eyes, tender sighs, pretty curls and flirty girls I see do funny things to me. Without a dog or a sled, I walked across a Yukon. It was spring, but was 40 below. And when they began to plan for the moon, guess who volunteered to go? Yes, I'm always ready to show my courage and my extreme bravery. But baby, last night when you talked marriage, you scared the living out of me. Cause women do funny things to me. Women do funny things to me. I'm a usually perfectly calm and collected, fearless as I can be. Ruby lips, swinging hips, bedroom eyes, tender size, pretty curls and flirty girls I see do funny things to me.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Cabaret. My name is Dano. And you're listening to Adam Lopez and his Rhythm Review. Man, this is killer. Adam, you ever heard that song that Del Reeves did about the Philadelphia Phillies?
Oh, yeah.
That's a funny one.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, Del had a great sense of humor. yeah, in fact, our good friend Eugene Moles played on the Opry with him for about 10 years. He was in part of his, he was in his band, his regular Opry band, and I just played with Eugene Friday night here in town. He was in town.
Oh, wow.
All the way from Nashville, yeah. He's one of my heroes. Good friend. I'm super lucky.
That's great. Well, on the last break, I got enchanted by the family band. I love that because I study Cajun Creole music, and a lot of that music comes from family bands. So I really got enchanted with the thought of that, but I didn't finish the part about Austin and how you go down there to the White Horse just about every month, and you're doing a lot of residencies there and stuff. Can you talk about that and how you're becoming established, or maybe you're continuing?
Yeah, it's been going on for years. It's just, I think now it's just, we've gotten good enough where more people are paying attention, you know,
sure.
kind of figured out our own direction and how to do what we love to do our own way that people are digging it. So yeah, we play, you know, Ginny's, the Little Longhorn Saloon. It used to be called Ginny's, but, you know, we play there regularly. We play the White Horse pretty consistently. And, some of the other venues around town, we play regularly in regular, intervals, but not as often as those. Those are kind of our staples.
Great.
Yeah.
So are you, and you're finding you have a following down there then?
Yeah, we do really well down there. It's worth it for us to go down there from here, you know, for sure. Yeah.
And you drive every time?
Yeah, we you know, we usually book out somewhere between 5 and 10 days and just do a Texas only run because Texas supports us, you know,
awesome.
Quite well.
That's great. Also, I was looking on your webpage. You have recorded quite a few albums.
Yeah, I've got a few out there.
Yeah, like, what, half a dozen maybe?
Three or four, something like that.
Three or four, okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of blurry at this point. But.
So, and most of those are original material then?
Yeah, I've never recorded anybody else's music.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're a prolific songwriter then?
Just when it's time to make an album. I can usually write those in about a week.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing. You can just turn on the juice.
Yeah, I just, like 2 weeks ago, I just sat down and cut like 12 demos. So we got a new record waiting to get recorded.
My God. Man, you don't let these people rest here, do you? and also, I'm also curious about your guitar. It's a cool looking guitar, and it looks like it's seen some miles, which makes it look even cooler.
This guitar is definitely more famous than I am.
Really?
Yeah, this was built for me in 2009 by a man named Chiho Han in New York. It was all done by hand by him. It was a custom guitar made just for me, and yeah, it's been overseas a few times, and then it's been, you know, playing somewhere around 200 plus gigs a year since 2009, back when I was still in Oklahoma. So I think part of the reason it looks like this is back then you could still smoke in bars, you know.
So true.
Yeah, it's all real.
It is.
It wasn't bought this way.
Okay, it looks like, yeah, it looks like you were like, got it from Buck Owens or Don Rich or somebody, you know, so.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's basically my only guitar. It's the only guitar I've ever played on stage since I've gotten it, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's the only one I tour with. I don't take extra gear.
So. That or nothing?
Yeah, I don't need anything else.
That is cool. Yeah. And you're talking about your amp. That's I guess it's a tube amp?
No, it's actually not.
Oh, solid state?
I stopped using tube amps from all the touring because they would just, I would break, you know, break one every 3 or 4 months, and then I just couldn't afford them.
Oh.
You know, plus they take, you know, I've always, with that kind of track record, you got to travel with at least two,
mm-hmm.
which just takes up more space. So I found a solid state amp that works. Yeah.
I would not know that. You know, it sounds really cool.
I give most of the credit to my buddy Josh, who owns a company called Midnight 30. It's a effects pedal company in New York. All my gear comes from New York for some reason, including my amp. But he owns a company called Midnight 30, and he does handmade guitar effects. And a couple of years ago, they did an Adam Lopez special. So I've got a signature pedal out there, which is, it's two pedals in one. The thing I use 100% of the time is I use a preamp clean boost,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you're hearing now, just basically a clean, you know, perfectly clean signal booster into some reverb and some echo, and that's it. But
really,
that pedal, I travel the world with that too, and I can plug into any amp and
Okay.
I'm good to go.
So in other words, I don't see the pedal here, so there's more gear that you would have on a real gig then.
No, this is it.
I'm lost. Where's the pedal at?
It's just on top of the amp.
Oh, okay.
I just turn it on for the basically as a preamp, and then I just leave it. I don't step on any pedals or anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, the only sound effects really are just, like I said, reverb or echo.
Yeah.
That's really it.
Cool. Yeah, you're a master. What's the summer going to be like for the Adam Lopez and his rhythm review?
Hopefully busier. But
busier. Okay.
So far, it's pretty busy, but we can't work too much. We want to play every night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got more trips to Texas planned, or you got some bigger?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
The summer, I'll spend a lot of time this summer there, but
okay.
I would love to play more in Colorado. I mean, like I was telling you earlier, like most people in other parts of the world and country, they recognize us as an Austin band, for good reason. I mean, that's, like I said, that's where I built this whole thing pretty much, between there and Oklahoma. So I get it, but, you know, living here, like, a little more than half of the time, you know, it would be nice if we played more in Colorado. I'd love it here.
Right. Yeah. So we still have a ways to go to get kind of that, more of that honky tonk vibe out there, you think?
Everywhere we go, people, even the people that don't know what it is, they know they like it, because it's dance. You know, we play, mm-hmm. we play 4+ hours a night, and you can dance to everything. And that's what we do. So, you know, a lot of the younger kids that come and see us at bars and stuff, they don't really know what it is, but they know they like it.
Sure.
You know, so
sure.
Anybody that's got a dance floor,
we're
a working band, man.
Okay.
We can do it.
Call Adam. And
yeah.
AdamLopezMusic.com. Find out what's happening. We want to thank George for putting together this sound tonight. It sounds great in here, as always. And he did it all himself tonight. He didn't have his crew with him. So hats off to George. And Adam, what are we going to do next?
How much time we got?
Probably half an hour. No, I'm just kidding. Probably about 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Okay. Yeah, that guy was listening, and that's what I wanted to see, if he was listening. He's a good listener.
Well, this is a song we've never played anywhere before except in rehearsal, which we don't ever rehearse either. We rehearsed this past weekend for this show.
Oh, my God.
It's probably the first time we've rehearsed in 3 years. I take that back. We rehearsed once in Austin about a couple months ago, and that was it. That was our first rehearsal. But this is an old Charlie Rich song that, in my opinion, Ray Price owned this song when he recorded it on his Nightlife record. And we're going to try our best to do it justice, because Ray Price is one of the pillars of American music, as far as I'm concerned. So it's called Sitting in a Thinking. Mm.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1. I got loaded last night on a bottle of gin, and I had a fight with my best girlfriend. When I'm drinking, I am nobody's friend. So baby, wait for me until they let me out again. Know the same thing has happened before, and each time it happens, I hate it more and more. And when I'm drinking, I'm nobody's friend. So baby, wait for me until they let me out again. Spent a whole lot of time sitting and thinking, sitting and thinking about you. And if I didn't spend so much time sitting and drinking, we'd still have the love I thought I knew. I won't promise the same thing won't happen again, but I can promise it'll be a long, long time till then. 'Cause when I'm drinking, I am nobody's friend. Oh, baby, wait for me until they let me again. Oh, baby, wait for me until they let me out again.
Adam Lopez and his Rhythm Review, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the show, but we still have 5 more minutes to go.
Oh, man.
To cram some more music in. Adam,
all right,
we want to thank you guys very much for coming in tonight. It's been our pleasure to have you.
Yeah, thank you so much. I wonder if we can squeeze 2 in, you think?
I think so.
All right. Here's one of our, we just love this song. It's an old Merle Haggard song.
Good. We love them too.
To leave me, the longer I'll hurt when you're gone, the longer it takes you to break my heart, the longer my pain lingers on. How long will you prolong my misery? Wish I could leave on my own. We both know that you never loved me, and I lied to myself from the start. We both know that someday you'll leave me, that knowing just tears me apart. How long will you prolong my misery? I wish I could leave on my own. The longer you wait to leave me, the longer I'll hurt when you're gone. The longer I'll hurt when you're gone.
And we're going to close it out with a song, the last song on this new EP that we got here, the Cinderella Sessions. This is not one I care to talk about, but this does go back out to my buddy Drew.
One, two, three, four, one, two.
Sad times don't always call for sad songs. You left your memory here when you moved on, and I choose to envision the good things that I saw when you were here and your sadness was gone. Oh, I'll never understand who did the things they say you did. I just know it wasn't to you that I knew. On another plane, in another time, in another state of mind, the pain that none of the neighbors knew. I just know it wasn't for you that I knew. On another plane, in another time.
I'm in another state of mind. I lived a pain that none of the neighbors knew, and said times don't always call for sad song. You left your memory here when you moved on, and I choose to envision the good things that I saw when you were here and your sadness was gone. Sad times don't always call for sad songs. You left your memory here when you moved on. Sad times don't always call for sad songs. You left your memory here when you moved on. You left your memory here when you moved on. You left your memory here when you moved.
Adam Lopez and his Rhythm Review, y'all. And next, thank you for listening to Cabaret, and thank you, Adam.
Thank you so much.
Ari. And now we go to Corriente.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Support for KGNU comes from the Boulder Marriott, offering room accommodations and Colorado dining in Canyons Restaurant. Details at bouldermarriotthotel.com.
Muy buenas tardes y bienvenidos a Corriente. Good evening and welcome to Corriente. This is George C. I'll be with you from now until 10 p.m. Thank you for listening. How about that, Adam Lopez and Dan? Many thanks for a great cabaret show. Corriente right now, 8 to 10, music of Latin America. 10 o'clock is the heavy set with Sharif. 12 o'clock, midnight, sleepless nights. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening to your community radio. This is Corriente on KGNU.
Thank you.